you tell a little about yourself?
Averik Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to today's episode of the series Listeners Special on this Sunday, February 9, 2020. My name is Atef Erfani.
Welcome to the program, everyone. My name is Amir, and it's a pleasure to be with you again.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented. Contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, dear listeners, Listeners Special program is your program. It's your views that are important.
By the way, the day after tomorrow, that is Tuesday, February 11th, marks 22nd of Bahman, the victory anniversary of Iran's Islamic Revolution, and there's going to be nationwide rallies across the country, and congratulations to all of our dear listeners on this auspicious occasion.
I also congratulate the 41st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution to all Iranians and all justice seeking and peace-seeking people around the world.
Right. Congratulations to you all. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back soon. All right, welcome back, everyone. Let me just read out the names of three of our loyal listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports. Jan Thornblom, one of our regular listeners from Sweden, Priti Singh from India, and Mohammed Fred from Malaysia. Thank you all for sending us reception reports. And let's start with this week's emails. The first email, would you like to read it? An email from Italy.
Yes, it's from Riccardo Paparozzi from Italy. He says, greetings from Italy and thank you for your reply. I prefer paper QSL cards because they are more collectible, fun, and they carry on the radio amateur tradition. Also, I like receiving physical QSL cards from far countries, but I'm sure you'll probably get thousands of requests for QSL cards, so it may be easier and more practical for you to design digital QSLs and send them via email. I think that a paper QSL card is unbeatable, but if you can't satisfy every request, a well-designed digital card will do the job too. Thank you for your reply. Riccardo Paparozzi from Italy, thank you very much for your email. It's a good suggestion
right.
about QSL cards.
Sure. Thank you, Riccardo. And here's an email from Norway by Ryder Bo. This is what Ryder has to say. Dear all at IRIB English Radio, I have a couple of questions. How can I receive news in English without logging into a web page or tuning in to IRIB on shortwave? In addition to listening to the content of IRIB English radio broadcasts, I often try to find domestic Iranian stations on the medium wave band. I would also like to communicate with these stations. Thank you very much, Ryder Bo from Norway. As you have mentioned, you have raised two questions. Regarding your first question, you have said, how can I receive news without logging into a web page or tuning into the shortwave? I suggest you to refer to our social media, and you can get more information about our social media by referring to our webpage. And regarding your second question about domestic Iranian stations and your interest for listening to these radio stations, I also recommend you to refer to their web pages, and I'm sure you'll find the information about the radio frequency and all the needed information on the web page. And in this way, you'll be able to tune into those radio stations as well.
Yeah, Radar Bo from Norway, good luck, and thank you very much for your email.
Welcome back, everyone. Here's an email by Robens Ferraz Pedroso from Brazil. This is what Robens has to say. Thanks. Robens starts by saying, I should say that I prefer paper QSL, but if I receive an electronic QSL verifying my report, there would be no problem. The most important to me is to receive a verification that proves that I really heard your station. I'll continue sending reception reports to you because I know they are important to your technical department. You're right, Robens. Do just keep up the hard work and do send us reception reports. And we are glad that you are one of our regular listeners. Please tell us your views about also our programs and the quality of the programs.
Robens Fratz Pedroso from Brazil, I also thank you for your email. And Abu Sayed from Bangladesh has sent us an email. He says, I'm very happy to get your email. For some time, I could not access your website from Bangladesh. However, the problem is no more at the moment. Your website is always very interesting. I rely on your website to find the right news in the West Asia region. You asked me about sending QSL. I would say send a paper QSL because the love and sincerity contained in the paper letter doesn't exist in the electronic QSL card. It will play an effective role in increasing the listener of your interesting radio. We are always with you and hope your relationship deepens.
Well, it seems that most of the listeners, they prefer paper QSL cards. And as Abul Sayyad has mentioned from Bangladesh, the sincerity contained in the paper letter doesn't exist in the electronic QSL cards. That's his viewpoint. And anyhow, I will say it from Bangladesh. Thank you very much for your kind email. And today's last email has been sent to us from India by Dildar Ahmed Lagari. This is what Dildar has to say. We listen to your broadcast almost every day, and also we try to send you our reception reports. We request you to register our club information in your mail list so that we can keep in touch in a better way. All right, thank you, Dildar Ahmed Lagari from India. I'm also glad that you are one of our regular listeners. Do provide us with your viewpoints about our programs and which programs you prefer the most. Welcome back, everyone. It's now time for this week's interview.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. My name is Nasir Hassan, and I am Nigerian. I'm from Bauchi State of Nigeria. I'm a journalist by profession and also a member of the Islamic movement in Nigeria. Actually, all the programs of IRIB English Radio are recommendable, as I usually say. The best program I like on your radio, news and listener special. I like these programs very well. The program listener special enables your listeners to express their views, their opinions over the happening around the world, as well as the programs of the English radio. So it's a way of expressing our opinion. That's why I like the program very well. Secondly, the IRB English Radio is a source of getting genuine or original information around the world. Now the world, is divided into two. There is a wall of silence over operation injustice and, some negative attitude of Western and hegemony countries. And the other way, there is a wall of resistance. So only through media of wall of resistance, you can know the truth happening around the world. So IRB English Radio is one of the few, source of information. There are so many things that you cannot hear or know via mainstream media, like Western media, for instance. Let's take issue of Yemen, Palestine as a case study. You know, it is only through IRIB English Radio and some few media you cannot the true, happening, especially about the injustice, the war crimes, the hegemony of Saudi Arabia, United States over Yemeni people. Likewise, when you take a good look into Syrian crisis, it is only through this great radio you can know the real happening about the war crimes of the Western countries and the collaboration of Saudi Arabia and some Arab countries on the people of Syria. Many times United States will bomb schools, infrastructures, markets in Syrian country, but you will not, you'll not hear this news on mainstream media. But IRB English, give us genuine news on this. Hello, I hope you are hearing me. I always, advise the listeners around the world to pay good attention to this great radio, as I mentioned already, as a source of genuine news. The radio that will give you news and also at the same time give you, chance to express your view, chance to, to express your opinion. I think we should pay more attention on this great radio, and we can help this great radio and the other information media that give us general news. We should help them with more especially in this time of hegemony. I've heard that the Nilesat company of Egypt, have recently removed Iranian press TV on their channel. They stopped broadcasting their program. So this this time, as listeners, we can join hands together, pray for the protection of Almighty God. To protect the IRB English Radio, Press TV, Allied News, Al-Madan, and other resistance media organizations. So I hope we will join hands together wherever you are. We should pray for this radio. May Allah help them. May Allah increase their strength and protection.
That brings to an end this week's edition of Listeners. A special thank you all for joining us. Till next week, goodbye, everyone.
Dear friends, goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.